How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Every who in down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason.
Wait, what do you do? As you will bear to put the fish in before you read the rest of the story.
Okay, what's your question?
Would the fish come and take all our fish as if we were sleeping on the next Christmas?
No.
Why?
Because his heart grew 6 times, you remember? He turned into a nice guy at the end. Remember that?
But I think the fish turned into a bad fish then.
No. No, he stayed a good Grinch. Okay, let's see. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.
Mama,
gotta be quiet, Nate. We're reading. Okay? But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy right now hanging a mistletoe wreath. "And they're hanging their stockings," he snarled with a sneer. "Tomorrow is Christmas, it's practically here." Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, "I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming." For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise. That's the one thing he hated. The noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast. And they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beef, which is something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who in Whoville, the tall and the small. Nate, don't wake the baby. Would stand close together with the Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. They'd sing and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of the Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, "I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming." But how? Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. "I know just what to do," the Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat. And he chuckled and he clucked, what a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. Oh, he's being mean. "All I need is a reindeer," the Grinch looked around. But since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. "Did that stop the old Grinch?" No, the Grinch simply said, "If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead." Yes. So he called his dog Max, and he took out some red thread, and he tied a big horn on top of his head. Yes. Then loaded some bags and some old empty socks on a ramble sack sleigh.
Nice And there are doggies.
Yes. And he lifted up old Max. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down towards the home where the Who's lay a snooze in their town. I know, Nady. All their windows were dark. Yep. All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. Yes, all the Who's were dreaming sweet dreams without care when he came to the first little house on the square. "This is stop number one," the old Grinchy Claus hissed, and he climbed on the roof, empty bags in his fist.
Funny.
Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Who's stockings all hung in a row. "Those stockings," he grinned, "are the first things to go." And he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns and bicycle, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorns, and plums.
Why is he being happy with you?
Well, he's being happy being a mean guy. He doesn't know better. And he stuffed them in bags, and the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney. Because he thinks it's fun making other people sad. His heart is too small.
And then he
beat the doggy. Yeah. Then he slunk to the refrigerator. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the Who roast beef. He cleaned out the icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who hash.
That's funny.
Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. "And now, Grinch the Grinch, I will stuff up that tree." And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove. He's a bad guy. When he heard a small sound, kind of like a coo of a dove, he turned around fast and he saw the small Who. Little Cindy Lou Who, who is not more than two. He is. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter, who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said, "Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?" But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick. He thought up a lie and he thought it up quick. "Why, my sweet little tot," the fake Santa Claus lied. "Yep. There's a light on the tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there. I'll bring it back here." And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log from the fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On the walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb even too small for a mouse. Yes, that's right, Nate. Then he did the same thing to the... Yes, there he is. Then he did the same thing to the other Who houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who mouses. It was quarter past dawn, all the Who's still in bed, all the Who's still a snooze. When he packed up his... There's his doggy. Packed it up with her presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags and the tinsels, the trimmings, the trappings.
Yeah,
Three thousand feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode his load to the tip-top to dump it. "Poo-poo to the Who's," was his grinchily humming. "They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They'll just wake up, I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the who's down in Whoville will all cry boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. Shh, Nate, be quiet. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear. And he did hear something, a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, and it started to grow.
It's funny.
What does he hear? But the sound wasn't sad. Why, the sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so. But it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise.
That's funny.
Yes, what is it, Nate? Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. It hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or another, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. What happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys, the food, and the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
Beast.
That's it. How the Grinch stole Christmas.
Read it again.
How many books did he read?